Representative David Martin, you are speaking. I don't know if you could hear me earlier, but you're speaking, and this is a big job for you. You're speaking on behalf of all the Republicans in a reaction to Governor Whitmer's State of the State address last night. Good morning.
Well, I'm honored. I'm not honored to speak for the Republican response to the people of Michigan, but also to be with Paul W. Smith. It's quite an honor.
Well, aren't you nice? Thank you for that. And I'm all ears. I can't help but realize your job is to kind of basically tell us all the things that were wrong or the things that need to be fixed that weren't discussed and all of that. So I'm ready. I'm going to take notes.
And that's great. I mean, obviously, the demonstrated last night, the governor does have the bully pulpit. So a lot of the hard work the legislature does gets, into the news because of the announcements the governor's office makes. All this work, the strategic opportunities that brought the battery plants and so forth to Michigan, that hard work we really put in place to make sure that the legislature can do these economic projects properly. Before there's a lot of waste, not a lot of promises were answered. Now we have some oversight in place and can do these things. But there's a lot of opportunities that we can still work on. The governor talked about the pension tax. Of course, I'm going to be upfront. I am blessed that my military retirement exempt from that. But I understand that a lot of the people that are on pensions that had to find benefit plans were the teachers and the corrections officers that she mentioned. So there's a lot of government officials that are still on pensions, and they need that relief. But there's other Michigan retirees that also need that relief. So that needs to have a platform, kind of a floor set for who doesn't pay taxes until they exceed a certain amount. That way, all retirees can benefit.
And yeah, I didn't understand. I'm glad you brought that up, David. Yeah. Because if I can call you David, you call me Paul.
Yeah.
I didn't, from what I heard her say, I didn't realize that she was talking about a somewhat narrow focus of people no longer having their retirement benefits taxed. I didn't realize it was very, very narrow, and it was state employees and as you mentioned, teachers and others. I thought it was all of us.
Well, not all of us have a pension. Most of us have
Most of us don't 401k. Have a pension, but I look at a 401k or any of the other things that we've been forced to put ourselves into once companies stop doing pensions. I thought she meant all of that, but she's only talking about actual pensions. I didn't read it that way. I'm glad you're telling us, because that's important to know.
And those are things we talk about. The Senate has a plan to reduce income tax overall for everybody, and we should have already gotten rid of that 0.25% that was temporary, so we can make things. For two things, you were talking about the outflow of students leaving Michigan. Well, we want to keep them here. We want to make sure they know what the opportunities are here. But we also want to make sure that employers that come here know that the workers will want to come here because we have a low tax system for them, for the business, and for their workers. So we need to make it attractive for everybody to be here in Michigan, not just some targeted issues.
The governor seemingly went out of her way to say that she's very anxious to reach across the aisle and that there are a lot of things that we can do in a bipartisan way and work together. That's what she said in the State of the State address. That's what she just said to me this morning on my show. I know actions speak louder than words. Are her actions the same as those words of her wanting to work with the Republicans?
In my whole 1 year in the legislature, I hesitate to say that was absolutely genuine. I hope so. We cannot get any legislature done without her signature. We had the fewest bills ever signed into law since the Constitution of 1963 was enacted. So does that mean we're working together? The last budget cycle, many, many days went by without hearing from the management team. So I'm hopeful that an election year, that we need to get at least news articles out, so we need to make progress so we can show we're doing something, and I hope that makes a difference this year.
Well, we hope so, too. Let's, Brian, let's listen to Cut 18, what I have here from Danielle putting this list together for us. We appreciate that, Danielle. It says Michigan New Economy. Can I hear that?
I'll also work to invest the federal resources we have received with plans I released last year, like the Michigan New Economy, which would grow our middle class, support small businesses, and invest in our communities.
Are you on board with that? Do you understand even what that means?
A little bit. A couple of my committees hear some of these issues. Every time I hear the word invest and the word federal government in the same sentence, I hear tax. I don't see the relief there. And creating programs that are going to last forever, and where is that funding going to come from? Our goal is to do single item issues that won't have a bureaucracy tied to it. So we're going to attack these issues, get them off the table, because we spend one-time monies on them, and then move on to other projects.
Representative Martin, you wear your one-year experience well. Thanks for being with us. I hope we'll talk often.
It was a great pleasure for me. Thank you.
A Republican member of the Michigan House of Representatives and chairperson of the Community and Economic Development Committee, Representative David Martin, and another view of the governor's State of the State address last night. We're heading towards 7:47 on WJR. Don Simon coming up from Farm Bureau Insurance, the CEO. Stay with us.